This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Yeah. So Britney Spears and her fiancé Sam Asghari revealed over the weekend that they lost their miracle baby, but they have not given up hope that they'll be able to expand their family. Sam shared a message via his Instagram story saying, "We have felt your support. We are taking things positively and moving forward with our future. It's hard, but we are not alone. Thank you for respecting our privacy. We will be expanding our family again soon." And Britney is back to posting on the Insta, dancing to Beyoncé's Halo.
Of course, as she should.
She said, "I'm definitely going through something in my life in the moment, and music helps me so much to gain insight and perspective." She said, "I shot this 2 months ago, but when I look back, each song I danced to gave me a different feel and a different mood, and I'm thankful for that escape."
So, it's always interesting when they say, "Thank you for respecting our privacy," but all they've done is share every moment of their lives for the past however many years. You know, they're like, "Oh, respect our privacy."
Well, it's only been a year that she has been out of conservatorship. So.
Right, but you
it
know,
is important to share, though, yeah. You know, because so many women suffer miscarriages and right. People don't talk
about
it.
No, but I'm just saying, we're going to talk about it because you shared it. So I don't know that if we're respecting your privacy by talking about it.
I'm not going to their front door and knocking on the door right. And saying, "Hi, would you please tell me this first story?"
Right. Mm. Yeah. How did it happen? How did you miscarry? Yeah. How far along
I feel like
you?
Running up on them in a Starbucks with your phone out is different than
correct.
Them announcing it on Instagram.
Yes. Right. Mm. Yes, 100%. And a lot of times you have to announce it before somebody else does.
Yep.
Will Chris Rock host next year's Oscars? Mm. This is the clickbaitiest clickbait ever.
It.
But if I don't do this story, you'd be like, "Why didn't do the story?" So ABC, who has already set the date for next year on March 12th, is open to the idea, according to Craig Eric, the president of entertainment at ABC. This year's award show was very successful, despite everything that happened, saying, "My assessment of the Oscars is that it was a really successful year for the show. There was a lot of controversy, which overshadowed a lot of the positive things about the show, but I was really happy with the program. Even before that unfortunate moment, the show started off up year over year, and we came back in a big way." The show, of course, was hosted by Wanda Sykes, Amy Schumer, and Regina Hall, up 60%. Nowhere in this story does it say Chris Rock might host the Oscars. But that is the story that is everywhere this morning.
They are wringing every last ounce of publicity out of this.
I stopped caring
2 days after it happened.
I'm so over
I've
it.
Seen so many people get slapped. We didn't talk about it a month.
I've
even slapped some people. We were friends after it by now.
I hope he does, though. I would love that.
I think it'd be great.
Yeah. I don't know, because then we're going to have to talk about it leading up to the thing. Like, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, but he'd be a great host.
He's
funny.
Not to talk about it.
Yeah, but
we
are going to talk about it if they announce him as the host, because it just is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's something humongous that happened in pop culture. It's something that will live here.
I mean,
you're still talking about Janet Jackson, so.
All right.
Speaking
of things we're sick of talking about, want to know if Tom Brady can take a joke?
No. No.
So, of course, he signed that bajillion dollar deal with Fox Sports that will go into effect as soon as he decides to retire. For real. However, but one of the first projects after he retires, the man is setting himself up. You know, I have no plans for the day that they
sure
tell
don't.
Me that my code stops working here.
Sure
I am just
don't.
Nothing. He has got him lined up like Rockettes. He says he will be the roastie on a Netflix comedy special called The Greatest Roasts of All Time.
Groat.
The Groat. That just rolls off the tongue.
Thank you, Barrett. He'll serve as executive producer for his roast and future roasts as well. Brady said, to quote my good friend Marshawn Lynch, "I'm just here so I won't get fined." Babe, you're here to stop.
Stop. You're here to make money.
Robbie Proud, Netflix's vice president of stand-up comedy and comedy format, said, "We can't wait to burn three-time Super Bowl losing quarterback Tom Brady, who only went back to the NFL to delay this roast."
I am excited. I mean, roasts are so funny, and to watch someone
if they're good, yeah.
I mean, watch someone like him get roasted.
If it's like Jonathan Ross doing it, you know, he's
Jeff
just,
Ross
or Jeff Ross. Excuse me. Yes, he's awesome with the roasts.
It's just it's too easy.
Yeah, but that's
we've made all the jokes already.
But that's the best part.
Oh, no, they'll think of some stuff.
This says the roast will be filmed after the 2023 NFL season, so that's when he's retiring then?
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Peyton Manning is 100% going to do 10 minutes for sure.
Need him. Need him.
Chicken parm, you taste so good.
That would be good. Actually,
and just super quick, Hocus Pocus 2, the sequel to the original film that was filmed around here, has got a release date of September 30th. So that's kind of exciting. I know you don't like that movie.
Not for me, but I'm happy for everyone else.
I just love things that
you don't like Hocus Pocus?
Around here.
It's not for me.
Listen, I'm a Halloween Town guy through and through, but right. You can appreciate Hocus Pocus.
Sarah Jessica Parker is the most annoying human being on the planet to me. She does
Annie.
Not do
it. Oh, hot takes. Hot takes.
Did you guys just stop being best friends?
She does not do it for me.
We can disagree and still love each other.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. So Amber Heard wrapped up her testimony in Johnny Depp's defamation trial against her yesterday. And I'm so glad. I hope this ends soon. It's just getting so dirty to watch. Here are the highlights. Camille Vasquez, Johnny's lawyer, started off by trying to get Amber to break down the events of that Australia trip where he ended up with the severed finger, and that she said he sexually assaulted her, trying to mess her up on the sequence of events, saying, I can't remember. It was a multi-day assault that took place over 3 horrible days. Amber detailed the night that James Franco saw her after a beating. Johnny Depp's lawyer questioned her about the late hour he was coming for a visit just days before she filed a restraining order, asking her, you attempted to change the lock at the penthouse. She said, I attempted to. And then the lawyer said, is that why you felt comfortable having James Franco over the evening of May 22nd? She said, I don't know when he came over. The attorney said, let me remind you, and saw the surveillance video that we've all seen at this point.
Right.
And
so she was having an affair with James
nobody
Franco.
Nobody said anything about an affair. They just said he was there late at night when he knew Johnny was out of town. That's all they said. Her testimony ended with her attorney struggling to redirect after the brutal cross-examination. At one point, Amber's lawyer, literally, she said, I'm just trying. It was not good. There was recorded testimony from two of Amber's friends before court was adjourned for the day. And they also asked, Mr. Depp hasn't looked at you once this entire trial, has he? Said Johnny's lawyer. Amber said, not that I've noticed. You've looked at him many times, haven't you? And she said, you know exactly why Mr. Depp won't look back at you. He promised he would never see you with his eyes again. Is that true? So if that's the case, then that's some petty stuff that Johnny's been hanging on to there. But then Amber replied with this.
He knows he's lying. Otherwise, why can't he look at me? I survived that man, and I'm here, and I'm able to look at him.
I'll just be glad when it's all over.
Can we get Emily D. Baker back on the show? Sure. Maybe at the beginning of next week or something? I would love to hear kind of...
I'll reach out.
What she thought about the cross and her testimony and all that.
So Harry Styles is set to release his new album, Harry's House, with a special one-night-only show at New York's UBS Arena on Friday, which Annie Dow will be attending.
I sure will.
This is the same day the album is being released. Tickets, obviously, very hard to get and are now so expensive. It's just... No normal mortal can get them. So Apple Music just announced that subscribers to the service will be able to stream the show. It will be available in 167 countries around the world, starting at 9 p.m. on show day and then again on May 22nd at noon. You'll be able to see Harry performing songs for the album for the first time ever. So that is awesome.
That is really, really cool.
So that everybody can be a part of it.
Like young fans that can't afford the tickets. That makes me really happy.
And Miley Cyrus will once again be ringing in the new year for NBC. She announced during her appearance on Late Night with Seth Meyers that she will return to host.
So I know that I have to keep my act together enough to make it to New Year's.
Yeah.
And that NBC will actually allow me to be on television, because there was a couple years there where it was dicey.
Yeah.
Live TV.
Yeah.
I wasn't asked to do a lot of live TV.
She sure wasn't.
She just looks so great and so happy right
the interview,
now. Really.
I watched a full interview, and it's so great. Like, she's just so comfortable answering questions. She's so self-aware. She's just there to, like, have fun, be with her fans, and just throw a party. Like,
yeah. So is she going to have a co-host?
That part
I don't know if people
announced.
Come back.
Yeah. That part is not announced.
Pete was a part of the last one.
She doesn't need a co-host. She's
he wasn't
the
that,
I agree
let's
with
be
you.
Honest, he wasn't that great.
I agree with you. I thought it was weird that they asked him to do it. She could have done it on her own.
It's because it's a Lorne Michaels thing? Is that why?
Yeah. So Lorne Michaels produces the NBC special. And Miley spoke very highly of Pete, said he was wicked professional day of, and that he ended up being great. But he's not a party.
Right.
It's she's
just,
a party.
Yeah. For television, she's just, to me, is the draw.
She's been on TV since she was 12. Like, it's just a different
ball
game.
He just wasn't good at hosting. That's all. I mean, he's good at many things. We're not all good at everything.
No,
and that's
of course.
Okay. So we'll see what happens there. But in any event, mark your calendars.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.